Welcome to episode 2 of Autograph Weekly.
You're now tuned into the most entertaining, informative, and downright kick-ass autograph show that has ever existed. Here's Zane Savage and Double S with Autograph Weekly.
What's up, autograph collectors? I'm Stacy Schaefer.
And I'm Zane Savage, and you're listening to Autograph Weekly, where we will feed your autograph addiction every week until the United States has its debt down to zero, which will be never. We just want to thank you guys for the outpouring of support you have given us. It's awesome. We really do appreciate it. It kind of motivates us to make this website and experience awesome for you guys, a place for collectors to unite and talk about autographs. Get down and dirty, as I said last week. So, thank you so much for all the support and checking out our Facebook and all that stuff. I mean, we're growing at a rapid rate. I'm very happy with the first week. How about you, Stacy?
Very happy, very excited. I just want to second those thoughts and thank everybody for the support, the kind words, the plugs on YouTube, and all that good stuff. So look forward to more stuff from us. Like I said, this show is going to be more of what we do on a regular basis. So let's get into that. We're going to start off, first of all, with our return recap. So, Zane, what did you get in this last week?
Well, you know, it was kind of a slow TTM week for me, which it's going to be the last of the slow TTM weeks because I've sent off about 150 requests in the past month. So they're going to be pouring in like crazy soon, but they didn't quite pour in like I expected this week. I did get a few cool ones, though. Janet Daly, who is just a prolific author, she's wrote a ton of books, and you see her books everywhere. She signed 3 book plates for me, which is awesome, because a lot of you guys know that I love signed books. I think they're super classy, they look great on the bookshelf, and I actually have 3 bookshelves dedicated to signed books. So when somebody walks in the room, I say, hey, see all those books right there? They're all signed. That's right, I'm a badass. So she signed 3 book plates, which is awesome. I already got 2 of them stuck in books, so I'm still looking for one more book. I go to rummage sales and stuff to find those books. So I was really psyched about that, since she's so popular. It'll be easy to find the books. Next, I got Tony La Russa today, which a lot of people get Tony. Some people get 2 things signed by him, but I only got 1. I guess I didn't write a good enough letter, probably because I'm a Cubs fan. And the photo I got signed by him was already signed by Ron Kittle. It's a photo of him, Ozzie Guillen, Ron Kittle, Mark McGwire, Walt Weiss, and Jose Canseco. So those other guys are pretty hard to get. I may just stall and not try to get the rest of the guys right now until they get old and crusty and don't know what they're doing, so they'll sign their autographs and then their later stages, maybe. And cross your fingers, right? So I'm putting that photo away for now. I'm not going to try to get the rest. And the biggest success for me this week was definitely getting Don Mattingly back, which, again, a lot of you guys know I collect Topps Fan Favorites cards, which are these awesome sets they put out in 2003, 2004, and 2005. They're basically remakes of old cards with brand new pictures. They're matte cards. They're not glossy, so they're great for autographs. There's about 450 of them. I've got around 120 signed, so I'm like a third there. Anyways, I got the Mattingly back today. Sent it to spring training about 6-7 months ago. So very surprised to get it back. Actually, I wasn't too surprised because I saw a couple of people get it back a couple days ago, so I was like, oh, well, mine's on its way here probably. So that's what I got back. I was extremely happy, especially with the Mattingly to add to my set. What did you get back, Stacy?
All right, I was kind of in the same boat as you, Zane. Not a lot of number-wise as far as returns this week. Had some decent stuff, though. Go through some of these real quick. First one was Isaiah Mustafa. You guys will know him as the Old Spice guy. He does the Old Spice commercials now, the I'm on a horse bit and all that stuff. Does a lot of cool videos on YouTube as well, where he'll respond to Twitter questions and whatnot with videos. But I got him to sign 3 of 3 photos. Also got John Carpenter this week, so anytime you can get Carpenter, that's a real cool thing. Signed 3 photos as well. I believe one was a Thing movie poster, the other was from Halloween, and then I got a cool shot of him from one of my favorite movies, Big Trouble in Little China. A cool shot of him and Kurt Russell. Another one was Brian Brushwood, and you guys may not know who he is right offhand, but he's a magician, does a lot of podcast stuff as well on the Twit Network. Just a huge fan of his. He signed 303 photos for me as well, and had his wife sign one of them, Bonnie, so that was a cool little plus. Another one here real quick. Got Jerry West as well this week. He signed two photos. Anytime you can get a basketball legend like that, that's a good thing. And the majority of those were all part of a Project Deja Vu that I'm doing. And you guys may ask, what's Project Deja Vu? It's actually a project I'm working on with Mike at the Autograph Network, where we send off to the same people. We go through, make a list every week or so, and we order photos and we send it off to the same people and kind of keep track of who we're getting in, whatnot, and keeping notes on that for some future stuff we may do with that. So that's just, if you guys hear me talking about Project Deja Vu a lot, that's what that's all about.
And I do want to interrupt you for a second. I want to talk about a couple things that you brought up. The Jerry West, a lot of people don't know that he is the guy in the NBA logo. He's the guy it's based off of. So whenever you see the NBA logo, that's Jerry West. So did you get the actual logo signed on a photo?
No, I didn't. They were just two basketball shots from his playing days.
I'm actually sending off the logo to him this week, so I'll tell you how that comes out, because that's really cool, I think. A lot of people don't know that. It's a little bit of trivia. Also, the Old Spice guy, I make it a point to go to AnimeCon in St. Louis every year, and this year somebody actually dressed up as the Old Spice guy. He's going around shirtless, with a towel around his waist. Big old black guy. I know, it was hilarious. I got several pictures. It was pretty funny. So, anyways.
Funny.
Yeah, go on. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No problem. And, let's see, the last one here I'll go over. This is going to be kind of a new PC that I'm going to start working on. And if you guys don't know what PC is, it's personal collection. I'm going to work on a CEO and board of directors PC. I've been sending off to several of these already and got some photos ordered for some others to send out. But what I got in, this one actually came today, was William Clay Ford. He is on the board of directors for the Ford company now. So that was a cool return. He signed all three photos that I sent him. So that was a very cool return there. And that pretty much wraps up what I got this week. Like I said, kind of in the same boat as Zane this week. Didn't get a lot of stuff. Have got out since last Thursday's show. I've probably gotten out about 80 more requests, so kind of like Zane as well, there should be a bunch of stuff coming in the next week or so, so we should have some quality stuff in the next couple segments for return recaps, so looking forward to that.
Definitely.
Anything you want to add to that?
Nope, I'm good. Let's move on to the next segment.
Alrighty, this is going to be our new segment. Got a couple of stories we're going to go over here real quick. The first one I'm going to cover was a big forgery bust. Got a guy in Florida, or not Florida, sorry about that, in Missouri, that was convicted of fraud. Basically what this guy did, he was, like I said, he was a Missouri man. He was peddled more than 1,200 record albums and sports memorabilia, basically on eBay, and it was a couple other sites that he was doing stuff on, but the main example they got was eBay, where he ended up frauding the victims out of $175,000. And the one item that they do mention, one of the bigger items, was a Van Halen album, the 5150 album, where he had the CD cover. I believe it was I'm pretty sure this was a CD cover. This article doesn't quite say, but that's what I'm guessing it was. But is where it sold the final bid on eBay was $177. So they finally got this. They finally busted this guy, and he's pleaded guilty to the charges. So it's always good when we get these kind of stories and get some of that corruption out of eBay. We all know what goes on eBay. There's a lot of this, and this kind of deters the hobby and gives us collectors a bad name. So
yeah, definitely. I mean, eBay is one of those things that it's a blessing, but it's also a curse. There are so many forgeries on eBay, guys. You gotta be careful. I mean, you can't just go in there willy-nilly, oh, it's autograph, I'm gonna buy it. No, you have to study the autograph yourself, even if it's a PSA, okay? PSA makes mistakes just like everybody else. I've seen several things authenticated by PSA that aren't legit, and they've been proven not to be legit, but yet they're certified. Even cut signatures in certain upper deck cards, some of them aren't legit. Now, most of them are. I'll give them credit, you know. They do a good job, but they don't catch everything. And, you know, fakes have pretty much put a huge damper on this hobby. It's something you got to look out for 24/7. You can't be lax on it, or you're going to get fakes in your collection. And that's just the way it is. So, sorry, go ahead. You got anything else on that story?
The only thing I want to finish up with that is that hopefully what we'll do with this show is start to do some educating with this and start to give you guys some heads up, some feedback, and keep you aware of this kind of stuff so you guys do have an idea if you guys are big eBay buyers. I know, Zane, you buy a lot of stuff on there, so, and you're in the rare category that you kind of know what you're looking for, and you can pretty much tell right away if something's fake or legit. But there's a lot of guys out there and a lot of collectors out there that don't know that, and they just see something and see the price and think they're automatically getting a good deal. So,
yep, that's exactly right. All right, so my point, or my news story, is something that's very disturbing. As a lot of you guys know, Steve Jobs passed away yesterday. It's Thursday right now, the day that we're recording this podcast. And so I went on eBay, okay, and I searched in Steve Jobs' autograph, because I know that Steve Jobs rarely signed autographs, and if there's going to be a time that a Steve Jobs autograph surfaces, it's going to be right now, because people sell stuff whenever people die. That's just the way it is on eBay. So I don't find any authentic autographs, but I do find a preprint, or a reprint, it's called in the auction, of Steve Jobs going for the total of $3,950 for a preprint. Oh, I'm facepalming right now, man. That's just ridiculous. That just goes to show you how many people don't know the hobby. They don't know if something's authentic, a preprint. They don't know what a preprint, a secretarial. They don't know what that stuff is. And they just see autograph, and they buy it based on that. You know, the RP next to it doesn't mean anything to them. So that's just a warning again. It has to do with eBay. Be careful, guys. Okay, don't pay almost $4,000 for a reprint. Now, I'm sure that person, if they do pay that money, they're going to be very disappointed. They'll probably return it or whatnot. It'll get worked out, I'd say. You never know. I mean, that person could keep all that money, and I don't know. It's eBay. People do scammy stuff on there. But I just thought it was ridiculous. If you guys want to see the auction, it's linked on our main page. It's on our main feed, so go check that out if you want to see the auction. But I just thought that was totally ridiculous and blew my mind. $4,000, almost $4,000 for a reprint. Just ridiculous. The next segment, guys, we do want to talk about Project Geek Week, which we talked about in our show last week. Now, Stacy hasn't got anything back from Geek Week, because he's been slacking a little bit, but I'll give it to him. The last week, he has sent out a ton of requests, so he's catching up with me. But I have already got 3 requests back. That's right, 3. I'm beating Stacy 3-0. You can go to our website, go to Project Geek Week on top, and you can see the score, me versus Stacy. Of course, I'm kicking butt right now, because I'm awesome. But the guys I got in Monty Cook, who is just a legendary RPG game designer. He's designed tons of Dungeons & Dragons modules and everything. He's wrote a ton of books. Just a great guy. He signed everything. He signed 2 Project Geek Week photos and 2 book plates. So that was awesome. Before, I got in Tom Merritt. He signed 2 photos and 2 index cards. He works for the Twit Network now under Leo Laporte. Does a lot of tech news. And Stacy, what show does he run on the Twit Network? Do you remember?
He has actually several of them. His main show that's on daily is Tech News Today. He also does Frame Rate with Brian Brusher, which I mentioned before. Does, I believe, Forecast on there too, and that's a show with Scott Johnson as well. Those are the 3 main ones he does. He'll fill in for Leo and stuff when Leo's gone. So he's kind of Leo's secondhand man on the network right now. So
yeah, he's like the vice president of Twitter or whatever. So he's a really cool one to get in because he's kind of a nerd legend. And the last one is the coolest by far in my opinion, and that's Bonnie Burton. She is a writer for StarWars.com. She's basically the boss hog of StarWars.com. She controls everything. She decides what content goes out. She's wrote a couple books on Star Wars, like how to draw Star Wars and stuff like that. Anyways, I wrote to her, sent her two photos. She signed the two photos, signed two book plates, so I need to find books that she wrote. And she also sent me a personalized letter on Lucasfilm stationery. Awesome. She also sent a couple stickers, one sticker and a tattoo from Star Wars. And the sticker is like pretty big. It's a Return of the Jedi sticker. And it looks old, but I don't know. It's probably not old. I just like to think it's old because it makes it cooler. But yeah, that was an awesome success. I was very happy with that. And like I said, Stacey got nothing. So sorry, Stacey. It sucks for you.
Well, I'll just follow up with that. Like Zane said, I have gotten about 20 of those out this last week, so by next week's show, I should be on the scoreboard, so watch it.
And I've got 44 out, so just so you guys know. Well, less than that now. I probably got 41 since I got three back already. So, yeah, I'm still beating you.
I'll get you.
All right, let's move on. So what's up next, buddy?
The next segment is going to be our Beyond the Signature segment, and this is what we talked about last week. What basically this is going to be is going to be text interviews that we do or letters that we send off with questions for people in our TTMs, or we probably will do a lot of email ones as well. It's basically where we just ask some simple questions and get some answers here. And the first one up today and for this week's show is going to be Virgil Trucks. So I'm just going to go through what I sent him was six questions. I'm going to go through question by question and read how he directly responded to each one. So let's get to this. First question I asked him was, do you recall the first time you got asked for an autograph or signed an autograph, and what was that like? And how he responded that first question was, the first time I was asked for an autograph was my first year of pro ball in Anadusa, Alabama. I didn't know exactly what they wanted, but there was another older player there laughing and told me what they wanted. So I signed. So that was my first time I signed, and I'm still signing to this day. Next question that we asked him was, how many autograph requests do you get in the mail on a weekly basis? And his response was, I really haven't ever counted, but I would say between 25 to 35, and that's not counting 2 to 3 baseballs or photos I get each day. Next question, what are your overall thoughts on signing autographs, the hobby of them being collected, and the people who write to you? And his response, this is a pretty good response as well. This is what he said, I have not much else to do. I enjoy signing, especially when half of my letters are from 8 to 15-year-old kids, and I assume that they are really collectors. The people that write to me are very appreciative of what I do for them, and many of them actually send me thank you cards after I sign for them. Next question, do you have any preference on what you sign, number of items you sign, or any info to share with those who write to you? And his response to this was, no, I sign whatever they send me. Most don't have a card. Mostly send index cards. So I send them a card like the one I enclosed for you. Most send only 1 to 3 items. They should always send a self-addressed stamped envelope. Some kids do not know this, so I do sign their stuff for them and mail it back to them and tell them what to do next time if they write back, just to make sure to enclose a self-addressed stamped envelope. The next question was, do you own any autograph items? If so, who or what is your favorite item? And he responded with, yes, I have had a lot of signed items. Most of them now I have given off to my family or grandchildren. I had 20 or more baseball signed by Hall of Fame players that I personally got them to sign, as well as photos. Not exactly sure how many photos I've had throughout the years. Then he goes on to say that he's had such items and such names as stuff from Joe DiMaggio, Ted Williams, Mickey Mantle, and many more. And he says the one big memento that he's hung on to all these years, he still has a Ted Williams autograph, I believe photo is what he told me. So pretty cool there. And the last question was, we just kind of asked him if once we get going on with this show and get these podcasts going and keep the continued success with this on, if we could possibly get him on to do a segment or do an interview with us for the show. And he responded saying, yes, it would be okay to contact him. If you're all ready to contact me for your show, I will be glad to do so. Just contact me a few days in advance. So a real cool interview there with Virgil Trucks. He's just a great guy. Took the time, answered most of those questions in very strong detail. And he's just a huge, huge asset to the TTM community. So any thoughts on that, Zane?
I just think it's awesome. You know, you guys never get to hear from the other side. You're always talking to other collectors about collecting and our strategies, but you never hear from the celebrities themselves. And that's one of the things we're going to try to bring to you guys. The other side of the story, if you will. And I think Virgil said it well there, from a guy that loves doing TTMs on the other side. Now, we're going to hear from some people that love doing TTMs like Virgil, and we're eventually going to hear from some people that don't enjoy it as much, you know. They kind of see it as annoying, and that's their right to do that, you know. Not everybody's obligated to get an autograph from somebody, you know. Just because I write to somebody doesn't mean they have to sign my stuff. They have a right to send it back to me unsigned. That's just the way it is, and I respect that. So, like I said, we're going to be hearing from a lot of these guys kind of behind the scenes, answering some really cool kind of down and dirty questions. I know I use down and dirty a lot, but that's what it is. You know, it's the down and it's getting gritty into autograph collecting, and I'm really excited about it. So, yeah.
Alrighty, that'll take care of that first one. Like I said, we'll hopefully have these. We're gonna shoot for hopefully having these hopefully on a weekly basis. It may not happen every week. It's just gonna kind of depend on when we get responses back and so on. So we're going to move on to our next segment, and that's going to be a discussion segment. We had a interesting topic come up on YouTube the last day, so we're going to discuss that, and I'm going to hand this off to Zane to get this started.
Yeah, we had a question arise on YouTube from somebody, or not really a question, more of a statement, that some people believe that if you get a secretarial in and somebody else sees that, there's a discussion whether you should tell that person that it is secretarial or you think it's secretarial, because you can't really prove something that's secretarial. But you know, there's a general consensus that certain things are secretarial. There's a discussion going on if you should tell that person or not, and let them, you know, go on believing that it's authentic. And there are two sides to this. I think it's pretty interesting because it kind of separates you into two different collectors. There's certain people that collect for, I would say, more fun, for the joy of collecting. But then if you say that, you kind of have to look at it like the other people are also enjoying collecting. It's just more of a hardcore, everything has to be authentic look at things. Some people just enjoy getting a response from the person they wrote to, whether it is secretarial or not. I don't want to use the wrong words here because I don't want to offend anybody. That's why I'm kind of stumbling over them. But it's a tough subject to talk about. But we're going to discuss it here today. You got any opinions on it, Stacey?
I'm kind of in the same boat as you. It's my opinion on it. It's pretty much the same thing. It's just basically what kind of collector you are. My personal preference, I don't really have one. I think the knowledge should be out there if somebody asks for it. And the good thing with this, I kind of got a return today that kind of fits this subject. I got a return today from Donald Trump, and a lot of people think that his stuff is secretarial as well. And just kind of, if you guys don't know what we're talking about as far as secretarial, that's just fan mail that's being signed by somebody's secretary or somebody that's not the person that you wrote to. And like I said, my opinion is pretty similar. It's just comes down to if you're doing it for fun, if you're more into it for the value part of it. Myself, I do more of it for fun, but at the same time, I think the knowledge needs to be out there, especially if people are on eBay trying to sell stuff that's not legit and claiming that it's legit. I think that's a key place where we need to have the knowledge out there.
I agree.
People don't want to be buying a Donald Trump secretarial autograph on eBay or Robin Williams or John Travolta or a couple other names that are kind of famous for this. So that's kind of where I'm standing on this. Any more thoughts by you?
Yeah, you know, it's like I said, it's tough. I just want everybody to know out there, if you see something I get in and there's a rumor that it's secretarial or an auto pen or something, tell me, because I want to know for sure if something's authentic. If it's not, you've seen me rip up photos on my videos when they didn't come back authentic and I knew they were secretarial. You've seen me rip them up, and I just don't want them in my collection. So if you do see like me get in a TTM and you're like, ooh, I heard that was secretarial or auto pen, please tell me. I'm not going to automatically believe you. I'm going to do my own research to find out, compare it to certified cards that like are put out by Topps or something like that. But yeah, it really bothers me to have a secretarial in my collection, but people are different. You know, if somebody doesn't want to know that stuff, then that's fine with me. I have no problem with that. Just don't be selling on eBay. Like Stacy said, if you're selling on eBay, make sure you have authentic stuff, because you're ruining the hobby every time you sell something that's not real on eBay. You don't know how bad that is and detrimental to our hobby. So I think that's really all I got. It's a tough subject, because, you know, like I said, don't want to offend anybody by saying, how dare you not take our advice for secretarials? You know, if they're just enjoying the hobby, they're enjoying the hobby, and they don't want to worry about secretarials and all that stuff, because it gets complicated and worrisome, and once you start worrying about secretarials and all that stuff, if you're not selling on eBay, it just adds confusion and extra worry to the process. So I understand where they're coming from, and if they say, don't PM me with, don't leave a message, don't leave a comment telling me if this is secretarial or not, don't do it. Simple as that. But we'd like to hear you guys' feedback. If you guys get on our Facebook, leave us comment telling us what you think about this, what are your feelings on the subject, or you can email us. If your email is good enough, we'll read it on next week's show, or send us a reply via Twitter. So
I just want to follow up with that. Like Zane said, the big thing is ask the person about if they prefer knowing this kind of stuff. Just don't go on people's videos or stuff like that and flat out tell them that. People just don't want to hear that. Like me and Zane, I mean, we're fine with it. If you guys have your opinion, feel free to share us. I don't have an issue with it, like Zane. So that was just kind of what I wanted to add.
And I have to add something onto that. Now, if somebody's doing a for sale video and they have a autograph that is questionable up for sale, maybe PM them saying, hey, you might want to look, double check this autograph, because they are selling it, and that's still detrimental to the hobby. And I've seen some people try to sell autographs that are known to be secretarial, and I cringe a little bit, because you don't want to post on the video, hey, this is secretarial, because then that ruins the whole process of them selling it, obviously. But then again, you want to ruin that process, because you don't want it to be sold, but you don't want to be rude. So I would say PM them as soon as possible. Say, hey, you might want to double check this. Try not to be too rude about it. But I would say if they're trying to sell it, you have the right to bring it up. But anyways, let's move on to the next thing. What we got next, Stacey?
All right, this is going to be our first giveaway, and what this is going to be this week is what we're going to be giving away is a 1997 Leaf Authentic Signature Blow Up Oversized card. It's an 8x10 Keyshawn Johnson Authentic Autograph. Like I said, it is from the 1997 Leaf. Some of you guys may be familiar with this. For those of you not, we will make sure to post a scan of this on the website and on Facebook and Twitter as well, so you guys can see what this is. But Zane's going to give you the details on how you can actually win this.
Yeah, guys, all you have to do to enter this giveaway is either go to our website, autographweekly.com, go to our Twitter, twitter.com/autographweekly, or facebook.com/autographweekly, and answer this question. What was your first autograph? The first autograph that you ever received, had your hands on, owned as a human being, what was that autograph? Tell us the answer, and you will automatically be entered into the contest. And we'll use a random number picker. It's on random.org. We'll do that on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/, you guessed it, Autograph Weekly. That'll be on next Thursday. So you guys have a week to enter. Again, that's Facebook, Twitter, and our website. On the website, you can send us an email. and that's autographweekly@gmail.com. All you have to do is answer the question, what was your first autograph? Simple as that. You can, if, no matter where you live in the world, you are entered, so don't worry about that. And I think that pretty much takes care of it. That's pretty simple. Pretty simple rules, guys. We're going to try to have a giveaway every week, so look forward to that, guys. And I have a huge giveaway coming up on my YouTube channel that also has to do with Autograph Weekly, so look forward to that. So,
all right, that sounds good. And we're going to move on to our TTM of the Week segment and give the results from last week.
So, Stacy, who won TTM of the Week this week, huh? Who won? I was curious who won.
Some guy named Zane Savage.
Zane Savage wins because he's the greatest man of all time. That's right.
Yeah, it wasn't even very close, so I think it ended up being 84% in favor of Zane and his Nolan Ryan autos to 16% for Top Shelf TTMs and his Willie McCovey.
What was that percentage again? I didn't get that. What was it?
84 to 16.
What? One more time. What was it?
84 to 16.
That's right. I'm awesome. No, I pretty much expected that because, I mean, the people that listened to the podcast, especially the first week, mainly came from my channel and Stacy's channel and the YouTube community. So thank you guys for voting. Top Shelf, you had a great, great success with Willie McCovey. I'd say it probably is 50-50, but, you know, the fans speak, and they speak.
But all I'm going to say is that you're not going to be a back-to-back week winner, though.
No, we're not. I'm not, because I'm not even included in this week's TTM of the Week. So who do you nominate, Stace?
I am going to nominate Funky Diabetic 1 on YouTube for his John Henry Westhead auto that he got. It was a very awesome Clerks Return. Cool. There's a very cool story behind this, so find Funky Diabetic 1's video. We'll actually post a link to the video on our site so you guys can check that out. It was just an awesome story. I don't want to go into it too much. You guys can check that out on your own. So who did you nominate this week?
Well, you can call me biased, but I nominated old TTM Central, who got Tony Shaloub back, and he actually used a private address that I found for him. And got a return, so he signed 3 of 3, just an awesome return. Tony Shaloub, of course, the guy off of Monk, he's Monk. He was also on Men in Black and some other stuff. So that's just an awesome success. Blew my mind, you know. I found the private address for him. I said, no, you gotta know, these don't always work. They're just kind of shots in the dark, and sure enough, it came through. So again, like Stacy said, we'll post the video link on the website. You guys can watch both videos and vote for who wins TTM of the Week. So you got anything else to add, Stacy?
Just to let you know that it's 1-0 on this scoreboard. So
yeah, it is. It's 1-0. That's right. That's all for today, guys. That's all we got today. So tune in next week when we dive into autographs even more and dig up the craziness that is autograph collecting. Make sure to check us out on Twitter at twitter.com/Zane Savage. Well, you can check out Zane Savage. twitter.com/autographweekly, facebook.com/autographweekly, and believe it or not, autographweekly.com. It's there. You should go check it out. We got all of our stuff there, guys. Geek a Week. We got giveaways. Everything you can think of. TTM of the Week. It's all there in the page, so you can all do your clicky-clicky and win free stuff, you know, all the stuff you guys like. But anyways, that's all for today. All right, I'm Zane Savage.
And I'm Stacy Schaefer. As always, stay classy.
And you take care, all you autograph addicts.
Thank you for listening to Autograph Weekly. Visit autographweekly.com for news, tips, and contact information.